Hello, Booster. I have done a few things in my life that have been a little bit challenging. When I was 17, I decided I wanted to jump out of aeroplanes. So I went about learning how to do that. I was very, very bad at it when I first started. Very bad. Completely out of control. So much so that I remember an instructor turned around to me and said, "Ian, we would recommend that you give this away." And I said, "No, it's all right, I'll get there." And sure enough, I did. And by the time I was 19, I was a parachuting instructor. And I did it for many years. But probably the hardest thing that I've done that's required determination to succeed is something that I'm going to reap the benefits of just a little bit later tonight. It's Saturday evening as I'm talking to you. And a little bit later tonight, I'm going to go and dance some tango. Argentine tango. Not that ballroom, harsh, firm thing that you know, but which is ballroom tango. This is Argentine tango. It's a very intimate, close dance that is not about the people who watch, but it's about the person you dance with. But it has been brutally, brutally hard to learn. They say it's the hardest couple dance there is. And when I started, I decided with determination that I would just do the time. I would just put the hours in necessary to be able to do it. And I wouldn't give up. And I knew that if I put in enough hours, I would reap the benefits. But it's hard to really understand what it's like when you start. And how tough it was, and what it really was like, because you've moved on. There's no real strong memories. Well, I've just spent the last half hour dipping back into my back catalogue, because I'm looking at using my previous podcast episodes for a new purpose very shortly. And I thought I'd go back and edit the dross out of them. These podcast episodes go back, coming up to 5 years now, and I haven't listened to them in all that time. And I just went back and listened to them. And I'm saying this to you because you're using Audioboo and you're developing some skills and you're learning to express yourself. And in listening back to these previous podcast episodes from 5 years ago, I can see where I've improved, but I can also see the core quality of what I was doing. And it's heartening, may I say, to be able to see where I have improved, which makes me feel like I'm progressing, and it shows me that all the hard work has been worthwhile, but it also shows where my initial insight was valid. And I feel very confident to not edit these episodes and just leave them as they are, a little bit rough in places, a little bit not technically perfect, but adequate as an historical piece of my development, and actually very, very okay, because the content and what the podcast episodes were about is still entirely valid. Even though now, after all this time, they're becoming somewhat historical pieces. If you're doing these audio boos, I would highly recommend that you maybe go back to your early episodes and have a listen. See how far you've come. Appreciate what you did well back then and how much better you are now, and maybe in time how much better you're going to be. It's a very rewarding experience. And maybe a little bit later tonight, I'll get back to you about what this evening's tango experience has been like.